Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here we go again. More protests. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I am Austin York, and things are getting hairy on the campus of UT Dallas and Richardson this afternoon. Police are now disbanding a pro-Palestinian protest that got underway this morning. As DPS troopers came in, many were screaming that they were simply protesting and not being violent. The people that wouldn't leave were arrested. So what they have done is separate the crowd from the encampment, and troopers and police, as well as campus staff, are in the process of tearing down the tents. This woman says they need to do their part to stop the genocide happening in Gaza.
We as students refuse to engage in the narrative that the issue of genocide is two-sided, right? And inviting Zionist organizations to meet with President Benson regarding the issue of divestment kind of is a pacifying move.
But this Jewish student says the protesters are not interested in Gaza, but threatening people like him.
They walk by and they point at me saying, like, we don't want you on our campus. But the worst things are I've received 2 online death threats.
Now, the protesters today were given notice by the school that the tents would be removed if they did not remove them. Many chose to ignore that warning. In other news, if you were in Johnson County or even Mansfield this afternoon, many of you felt it, an earthquake.
It happened a little after 1 p.m., then again a few minutes later, 2 earthquakes measured at 3.0 and 3.2. They were centered in the tiny Johnson County town of Lillian, but people also felt them in nearby Mansfield. Lewis, who didn't want to give his last name, was working at the time.
It shook the building, but it felt more like something that had exploded or collided with our building and made it jolted the whole foundation.
Jamie Moore is Johnson County's Emergency Services Director.
Calls that came in to dispatch were picture frames falling off the wall shaking. People thought a helicopter was flying over.
Despite all that, Moore says there's no serious damage reported. In the 24-hour news center, Scott Gordon, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also in Johnson County today, a surprise in the death penalty hearing for convicted killer Jerry Don Elders.
The jury has now heard all the evidence it's going to hear before deciding whether Jerry Don Elders deserves the death penalty for killing a rural Johnson County woman during a carjacking. The only witness the defense put on this morning was Elders' uncle, Kevin Worrell, who was able to say Elders was a hard-working man before he went on a crime spree. Worrell said he is aware of Elders' drug use and under cross-examination admitted Elders had rejected help.
Your family has been there with shelter.
Yes.
Your family has been there with support.
Yes.
And isn't it true that throughout all of that, it's been the defendant's choice to go back and use drugs.
The jury was sent home with the expectation it'll hear closing arguments first thing in the morning. Then it will begin deliberating whether Elders should get the death penalty or life without parole. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas immigration law is still on hold as it winds through the court, but activists met outside Dallas City Hall this morning to ask council members to take a stand.
The people united will never be divided.
A group of people held signs and chanted, saying they want the Dallas City Council to pass a resolution saying they would not enforce the law known as SB 4.
Right now they're being held up in the courts, but we're not sure how long that'll last. They could go into effect at any day.
We actually are looking into our local elected officials to take action to ensure that the people that are working every day here in Dallas, that have their families here in Dallas, that call Dallas home. The city council says we stand with you.
They say the law could hurt the Texas economy long term.
Immigrants pay taxes. They're a huge driver in our economy, so it's important that the mayor and the city council protect them too.
The Texas defended the law in a federal appeals court last month, with Attorney General Ken Paxton saying his office was proud to defend it. Paxton says Texas would use the state's sovereign police power to protect the border in a way that mirrors federal law rather than conflicting with it. Outside Dallas City Hall, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Mavs will play the late game tonight against the L.A. Clippers to try to take the lead in the best of seven series in the first round of the playoffs. Head coach Jason Kidd says he knows the Clippers are going to attack.
Yeah, I think looking at game two and three, just being able to understand that three is important for them, and we got to do a better job, especially early in the game.
But Kidd says despite his guard, Luka Doncic being banged up, number 77 needs to step up.
You got to give, they're throwing a lot of different bodies at him and making him work and taking the three away or taking the lob away. So for him, he's got to look to score a little bit more for us and be aggressive and set the tone early.
Game starts at 9 tonight in Los Angeles. And the Stars are going to be playing the early game in their game five. That series is even, two games apiece. Being down 0-2, going into Vegas to pulling themselves even, head coach Pete DeBoer says the momentum feels like it shifted.
The difference between going into the third tied on the road in that building or up is a huge difference and totally different mindset. You know, you could see in the third, playing with the lead against that team, is much easier than playing behind. I think both teams defend really well, so really it's a fight to see who can get out in front.
The Stars have played very well on road ice this year. DeBoer says it's nice to be back home, though.
Yeah, no, I think we're all excited to sleep in our own beds and play in front of our home crowd at American Airlines tomorrow. I think the rink will be jumping. It'll be electric, and we're going to need it. It's a 2 out of 3, and two of the games are in our building.
The winner of the series will go up 3-2. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.